Hey everybody, and welcome again to Generation Goat. This is 15 and a half, I guess. This is John Martin of SongsToSaveYourLife.com and ShWhistle.com, and with me as always, Christopher Clark, GeekForceFun.com. Hey Chris.
Hey John.
Well everybody, we are ready to announce that we have a date and time for PodCamp in New Hampshire. We'll start with that, I guess. Sunday the 24th, 2:15 p.m., it's up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can find all the details and directions and whatnot on podcampnh.com. And there you go. We're going to talk about a number of things. How we put the podcast together, you know, tools that we use, how we think about structure and audiences and how often you should do it and how long they should be and how many goats you should have per square inch. And
yes. How long should my tools be?
Exactly.
Anywho.
So we're going to talk about all those things. We'll probably do a little episode, and it's going to be fun. You should come out. They have a starving student rate. If you're a student, it's $10. Can't beat that. And it's, what, $20? $25?
$25 if you're not. So if
and
you're
it's 2 days.
We will starve you. We'll put you in a room.
No problem.
For $10.
That's right. We'll lock you up somewhere in like a panic room.
But you got to pay more if you're not a student.
That's right.
It's easier to starve students.
That's right. So and you'll save money on food, and then you'll save money on registration. So just stop eating right now.
Right.
Anorexics of the world, come to our podcast.
Yes.
So, yeah. So
because you know what? We're in one of the smaller rooms, so I mean, we could fit more anorexics in the room.
It's true. It's true. And we're actually in a small room right now. This is our first in-person live goat.
I know. We're both wearing pants.
And we're wearing pants, which is a change also. Yeah, no, we're staying at a friend's house in like an upstairs Greg Brady kind of room.
With no beads on the door.
Yeah. But what I do have is a giant cast iron tub.
A giant, yes. Listen to this.
Check it out,
yes.
Dude. It's like a Pinto. You know?
It is a Pinto.
It's enormous. You could actually like fight war in that thing.
You probably could. Mini Driver was in this tub at one point. You know, trying to hide from Dan Aykroyd with a gun.
Little Chris point blank. Yeah, it's true. It's crazy. You know, my friends they're remodeling this bathroom. They've got this tub out of the bathroom because it took up the whole bathroom. It was made in like the 30s. It's in good shape, but you know, it's gotta go. Except it's way too heavy and big to get out of the house. So now it's just kind of in the middle of the room.
It's like, how the hell did it get in the house?
That's what I don't know. Like, I think they must have taken it into the house before they finished building it. But Julie insists that bathroom didn't exist, that there was no bathroom in this house when they first built it. Like, it was outside. So at some point later, they brought this bathtub.
I don't know.
People must have been bigger and stronger back in the day, because that thing literally weighs about 100 pounds.
Well, people are bigger now.
Yeah, but not stronger.
No, like, they're the opposite of
we went the Wally route, not the Popeye route.
We did.
So, yeah, I don't know. It's insane. But anyway, yeah, it's our first live goat, and it's a prelude to our podcast.
Yes. It feels a little weird to just be sort of looking across the room.
I know, but do you want to, like, here, you can look at me through the viewfinder on my camera.
I could, you know. And
that's probably more like what you're used to.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, there you are, and I can see you, and I can see that you're wearing pants. Okay, there we go.
Is that all better?
Right, better.
Like, now I might be wearing pants.
Now you might be wearing pants, you might not. You know,
nice.
I like the mystery of it.
That's what keeps people coming back to goat, I think.
Yes.
You know, it's funny, because actually, like, in the UK, we do these, and it would be, like, the early afternoon for me, except because of my dissertation, I'd just be getting out of bed.
Right, right.
And Chris would be like, I could probably get up at 8 to do the podcast, and then I get a run up to Maine with Stephanie, and, like, I'd be like, okay, I'll try to get up by 1 so I can get online.
Yeah.
Like, you know, maybe get there. And, like, most of the time, I would just be, like, waking up, like, hi, Chris, how's it going? Oh, man, I was up till 7 again. You know, dissertations ruin your lives. It's yet another reason not.
Yeah, they make good doorstops, I hear.
Eventually, yeah, mine will be about that thick, about 3 inches thick.
Mine is about, word.
anyway.
We always talk about tools and size, and it has me thinking about...
We're just getting it out of our system.
Yeah, exactly. Tools, that will be... Well, you already said that. That'll be one of the things we talk about.
That's right.
Podcast.
Yeah, and actually, at the end of this podcast, there's gonna be a moment in Generation Goat history, some of, you know, great significance.
A very.
We don't want to give it away, but
no, not.
You're all gonna be very happy.
Yes, I think so.
But yeah, it's a little weird. The last time we hung out in my room, as it were, was like just after high school,
yep.
And that was quite a while ago because I'm old now. So it was Chris. And
well, I think the last time I hung out in your room, you were in England, and I
that's true.
was helping.
Yeah, when I went to study abroad in Oxford, that's right. I went ahead, and then my dad sold the house while I was away. So I had to like call up people and be like, can you pack up my stuff? Except it wasn't all my stuff. Some of the stuff in the back of my closet belonged to my aunt, and it was a little sketchy.
Yeah,
And
well, it's just a little bit, you know.
that's what I needed my friends finding while they're packing up my room. I'm like, oh, yay, now they all think I'm weird.
Well, you know, I thought you were weird enough that I put both basements that you lived in into my novel.
Great. Yeah, which more or less, I'm sure, miserable things happen there. So
Miserable.
I've read the depiction of the obviously me character, and I'm a jerk.
You're not a jerk.
Like, everything I do, I'm like, wow, that guy's a, I want to kill that guy. You know, like, I would punch that guy in the face. Now, most of the time when I think about 16-year-old me, yeah, I would punch me in the face, but.
Wouldn't that be a trip? You know, take this time, hot tub time machine right here.
You think?
Yeah, go back in time and punch our 16-year-old selves in the face.
I think it's mature movie.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's, you know,
maybe that should be our shtick. Maybe we should upright the bath, because it's on the side right now. Maybe we should upright the bathtub and just do all the podcasts in the tub.
Think so.
Like, not necessarily taking a bath, you know, it's not that
No.
kind of podcast, but, you know,
I
just like
actually,
sitting there with a rubber ducky and like hang out.
I actually saw someone once,
Bring the echo back to our podcast.
Sarah Bennett. No, I don't know her name. Anyway, I saw someone once interview Amanda Palmer and Neil Gaiman in a bathtub. They were fully clothed,
Yeah.
but there was water in the tub.
Awesome. They're clearly the most adorable couple ever on Twitter.
Apparently,
They
yes.
need to exist. They complete.
They kind of completely.
Yeah.
I've never read any Gaiman though, so.
What?
I know.
Dude.
I know.
Not
I don't have
even
any time, dude.
Sandman? You're the comics guy.
I know. I never read it. I flipped through a couple
Lord.
Issues of Death back in the day.
Oh, what do we got around here? I got some around here somewhere. I'll hook you up.
I know. I've been excommunicated from the club.
I don't think people are gonna come now.
Sure they will,
Well,
though.
if you want to come to the podcast and ask Chris what the hell is wrong with him, please do.
Yes, you can ask me. Throw out random things from geek culture that I absolutely should know about and be shocked that I don't.
You finally did watch The Princess Bride, at least,
No,
right?
no.
Well, for the love of Jesus.
It's my life's work to not to be the one
Dude, that
dude.
movie is awesome.
I'm sure
It's
it is,
awesome and funny and wonderful. You have to
I'm
watch
sure
it.
that it is, but there has to be one dude in the world who never sees it.
Don't be that guy. That guy is a joyless dork. Don't do that.
Well, see, and here's the thing. I'm afraid that if somebody really did come to PodCamp or to any public forum and start challenging me on all the geek things that I haven't seen or
All right, I'll
read,
tell you
that
what.
They would take my website away.
I'll tell
They
you what.
really would.
You watch The Princess Bride with me. I'll buy 5 copies of your book.
Okay.
No, it's a deal.
No, I'm not. You are a poor college student.
This is important. This is like saving kids in Africa.
I must see The Princess Bride.
You watch The Princess Bride with me, I'll buy 5 copies of your book.
Oh, well, I know. That's a tempting offer. Are you just going to keep the 5 copies like in your room, or are you going to give them to people?
I don't know. Heard and witnessed by Generation Goat everywhere. You going to do it or what?
Well, I can't commit.
All right. I'll buy those copies right now if you do it.
I wonder what my wife and my children would think if I watched it without them. Because they've been trying to get me to watch it for ages.
Dude, the whole world loves this movie.
I know.
You never meet anybody who's like, I hate The Princess Bride. Like, those people don't exist.
They don't?
No.
No?
Even
There's not
Sartre would have liked The Princess Bride. And that dude wrote a novel where one of the characters has a personal failure because he can't drown a basket of kittens.
You know, there was some. What was the other movie? John Herman, of johnherman.org. He once. Recently, we were talking about an evening of robot and steampunk theater, and there's a sheet over a dude in. So this might help you tell me which movie he was talking about. There's a sheet over a dude in the play Pancakes, and we were like, maybe it should be a clear plastic sheet like this movie. I want to say Seven? No.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah,
Maybe.
I suppose.
Maybe that was it. I'm not sure. It was.
I would have gone the full stand-up shower like Daniel LaRusso in Karate Kid, you know, just the Halloween costume that is the shower curtain.
Anyway, so he said that, and I'm like, I've never seen that movie, and he's like, shut up.
You've never seen Seven? Even Nora's seen Seven.
Are you going to take my website away? Am I not qualified to run GeekWars5.com?
Good Lord. I think you need to watch these things. I think what you should do is we'll all get together, your friends, and we'll make a list of essential films.
Uh-huh.
You'll watch the essential films, and you'll be like that guy who was watching Lost for the first time during season 6 and blogging it. You can be the guy who blogs movies we've all seen.
And, that's kind of what I already do.
Yeah. But this time it'll be funny to us.
Okay.
As opposed to like normal, where we're like, oh, now I gotta pretend to care about what is this.
You know which movie is on my theoretically on its way to me from Netflix? It's High Fidelity, which I have not seen.
That's really good.
I finished the book a few weeks ago, and actually, can I admit to this? I had Avatar in my house for 3 months, and we never got to watch it.
Dude.
Because we have children, and they never go to sleep before we do.
Nothing. There's like, they would not recognize the sex scene as a sex scene.
They wouldn't. See, somebody told me there was a sex scene in it, and that's what kept us from watching it.
Dude, their tails connect. That's it. Like,
no way, are you kidding?
Just watch the movie. I'd be more worried about the stuff blowing up and the people getting killed, but like...
Okay, well, I mean, we were kind of worried about, is there a lot of language? I mean, is there...
Yeah, there's a lot of Navi language. Like...
So for 3 months, I've been not watching it because of their tails touching.
Lame.
Jesus Christ.
I mean, in the special edition that's coming out in November, apparently there's going to be like a little bit more. But dude, that's how they interface, is through their little tail attachments.
I can't. We literally.
Watch the blessed movie.
Not quite 3 months. It would have been 3 months on the 23rd. It would have been 3 months on the first day of PodCamp. And I said, the hell with this. I'm sending it back.
Good
I
Lord.
Kind of burned it first.
Forget it. We're skipping PodCamp. We're just going to watch the movie.
But I have High Fidelity coming, and then like the last two seasons of The Tudors after that, and then I'm going to start watching. I've been going through Netflix, and you would not believe.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. I finally am a Netflix subscriber, and it's really great.
I just wish everything would be...
They should give us money, because we both love them.
Everything should be streaming, though.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Well, now the Wii is going discless.
Yes, I got that, and they actually upgraded the software. You could not search through it before on the Wii, which meant you had to do all your queue management on the computer.
I am not a Windows fan, but I love that Windows Media Center like actually has the Netflix thing in it, so you can search it and add stuff.
Yeah, stuff. The more stuff is just built in,
it makes me happy. Yeah, Netflix is great. I'm a big fan, and I can even watch it on my iPod. I can watch my movies on my iPod.
I know, and the newer iPhones and iPods can, and the iPad, you can plug it into your TV and use with a special little connector. And I've done that upstairs because our DVD player is gone, basically done. And when I go home tonight and fold buckets and buckets and buckets of laundry, I will probably be putting Firefly. That's the other thing I've been watching. I've been catching up on.
Well, at least you've seen that.
Well, I mean, I've only seen 4 or 5 episodes.
The other person that I'm living with, Steven, has not seen Firefly. He's like, I don't like cowboy stuff. Or, no, what was it? He was saying there was no cowboy stuff. What cowboy stuff? Like, have you seen Firefly? What? Have you even, like, seen a trailer?
Yeah. You know, that had been one that I wanted to watch for a really long time, and I just hadn't gotten around to it. And now I actually find myself kind of knowing that it's very limited and knowing that all I've got is the movie after that's done.
There were some comics, I think.
Oh, really?
Some comics like he did for Buffy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's good stuff.
It's goofy stuff. So, anyway. Yeah, just a short goat today. Just testing it out. Yeah.
I mean, this is only half a goat. So.
It's true. It's like half a goat. Yeah. Demi-cabra. So, not chupacabra. Demi-cabra. So, PodCamp New Hampshire. So, Sunday. Well, it's actually Saturday and Sunday, the 23rd and 24th, but we are on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there both days. I didn't ask you if you were going to come both days.
I don't know. I think I may. I'm not sure, because I'm actually finishing my dissertation right now. I just got a big raft of style notes. It's actually frightening, the sheer volume of notes I have to get through in the next couple of days. So if I do, then hurrah, I'll come to PodCamp and hang out in the hallways, because apparently that's where all the action's at. And,
hallways are fun.
And then on Sunday, I will go and make a fool of myself.
Yeah.
2:15. And we're the last thing in that room, so
yes.
You know, if it's going really well, we'll just lock the doors, turn off the lights, watch a movie, some pizza. People be like, wasn't there a session in there? No. All right. So, everybody, come and see us. Anything else? Oh, yeah, and we'll take requests too. If you
Yes,
wanna
yes. You
if
hit
you
us
wanna
up
hear
on
about
Twitter.
some crazy thing that happened in an episode, you're like, wait, is John really a woman?
Yes. I've always wanted to talk more about that, so
Yeah,
please.
just come and ask, and we'll answer questions too.
Yeah, or you want to ask in advance, hit us up at Generation Code on Twitter.
Yep. All right. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you Sunday, hopefully, and take it easy, Chris.
Take it easy, John.
And now for something completely different.
All right, everybody. We told you it was going to happen. We told you something big was coming.
Yes.
Chris and I were talking a little bit about what we're going to talk about at PodCamp, and one of the things we talked about was bits. And, you know, funny little shticky things that happen in your podcast from time to time. And we've been hitting the auto-tune wolves pretty hard.
Yeah.
I mean, you can only go back to that well so often. So I think.
And we passed that.
Yeah. So, in the interest of posterity and decency, this is the last auto-tuned wolves on Generation Go. We're making that pledge to you right now.
We are.
This is the last time. And they've served us well. And I invite you now to soak it in,
Yes, one last time.
take it in, and just let the wolves take
Take
you
it in like
far,
that wolf
far
has
away.
taken it in. No.
And no.
No.
But seriously, thank you for enduring the Auto-Tuned Wolves, and as
Yes.
our gift to you for the last time.
Auto-tuned.